Stubby Goes Home for the Weekend, Part 1. All right, class, it's Friday. Who would like to take Stubby home for the weekend? Asked Miss Dean. Every first grader's hand quickly shot up. Stubby was the much-loved pet guinea pig. To take him home for the weekend was a great privilege, and every student hoped they would be the lucky one. Let me see, said Miss Dean. She looked over the list of kids who had not yet taken Stubby home. Devin was one of them. Miss Dean was hesitant to give Stubby to Devin, since he did not always follow through with the things he said he would do. He said he would turn the lights off in the classroom as the last one out the door for recess, but he didn't. He said he would water the plants on the windowsill for 1 week, but he didn't, and they almost died. He said he would not leave candy in his desk, but he did, and the ants found it. In spite of these things, Miss Dean liked Devin. She thought perhaps taking Stubby home might help him follow through with doing what he said he would do. This week will be Devin's turn, announced Miss Dean. Yippee, cheered Devin. Do you remember the responsibilities of taking care of Stubby? Asked Miss Dean. Yep, said Devin. Give him fresh food and water every day. Carrots and apples, but no other treats, and clean his cage Sunday night. Yes, that's right, replied Miss Dean. Do you promise to do all these things, Devin? Yes, I do. So Miss Dean gave Stubby to Devin, along with the list of how to care for him over the weekend. Devin was so excited, he forgot his jacket and lunchbox when he left class. Miss Dean quickly caught the bus before it left and handed them to Devin. Take good care of Stubby, Devin. Remember your promise. Devin smiled and waved out the window at her as the bus drove away. But Miss Dean was a little worried.